So we've got our live lightning round coming up, and this is crazy. We're gonna see how this is gonna work. Oh, on the radio, you're live with Hoo Ha, Drive at 5 on Power 85, living alive, feeling the live. Wow. All right, let's call Mr. Darth Buick and see what he's up to.
Hello?
Hey, what's going on? You're on the radio with Hoo Ha, Power 85.
Hey, buddy, how's it going?
Mr.
So I could hear you.
Yeah. So, Mr. Darth Buick, how are you doing? Oh, you know what, by the way? I'm going to keep playing this on. Never mind. So you are in Victoria? Is that what it is?
Yeah, Victoria, BC. Just relocated here from Ottawa, Canada.
Ottawa. You know, the way you say Ottawa, it has the Canadian accent, but as I'm listening, it also sounds like the same way that people from Boston talk.
Yeah.
You know, like we're going to go in Ottawa, and we're going to park a car down the yard in Ottawa.
Yeah, well, sometimes I definitely have a thick Canadian accent. It's hard to hide some every now and then.
You should star in a Napoleon Dynamite movie because you just have an adorable accent.
It's like super Canadian accent, eh?
I can't tell if you're putting that on or... All
Neither
right.
can I.
So, what do you say that we get started with the lightning round? You're not going to hear the music, but everyone else is going to hear the music, all right?
All right, sounds good.
So, this is the Vox Populi Chicken Poxuli Lightning Round. All right, Mr. Darth Buick, are you there?
Yes, I am.
Are you ready for some craziness? Are you ready
yeah,
for
you're,
some...
Yeah, you're breaking up just a little bit.
Oh, that's the beauty of live radio.
Yeah.
So I'm going to ask you a series of trivia questions for money, and you better get them right, or else.
I think I know the gist of it, maybe.
Okay. Well, I've got the dramatic Who Wants to Be a Music Millionaire music. You know what I mean? And I'm going to get started, and we're just going to go, all right?
All right, let's do this.
So, for $500, what is your favorite dinosaur?
Triceratops.
Triceratops, and why?
I don't know, because they're retro. They have a triangle, you know, triceratops.
You're going with the pyramid thing?
Yeah, sure, why not?
I like how you're just like, you're off the dome. That was great. So, question number two for $1,000. Have you ever been camping?
Yes, I go camping all the time.
Really?
I live on the West Coast. I live on Vancouver Island, man.
So do you live like in a bunch of like lush greenery?
Well, I live in Victoria, so it's pretty nice. Like I live by the beach and stuff, but just a close drive away, there's like huge, huge trees and crazy mountains and all kinds of stuff.
Question number three. How crazy are those mountains?
So crazy.
Oh, yeah.
The mountains are crazy, brother.
Just like at the top of the show, Takahashi Jones. So, question number four. Are you ready, Mr. Darth Buick?
Yes, I am.
Did you pay your taxes this year?
Oh, God. Well, hopefully Revenue Canada is not listening to this, but I haven't paid my taxes since 2012.
Oh, shit. Somebody send a personal email to Justin Trudeau.
Yeah, nobody rat me out on that one.
All right, moving along. It's time to get serious. Just letting the music play for the fans a little bit. Oh, it's so scary. Okay. Next question is... Very seriously. Wait, do you have a girlfriend? Do you have a wife or something?
Yeah, I do, yeah.
Well, which?
Which?
Yeah.
Girlfriend.
Girlfriend, okay.
Soon to be wife, probably.
Well, just because it's like Mad Libs for this question. Okay, so question number something. Your girlfriend sent me a message and asked me to ask you, who do you think you are?
I don't really know how to answer that.
Oh, well, you better answer because I'm serious. That's your girl.
I don't know, baby. I don't know who I think I am.
That's it? That's what your response is? Just a cower? I have to I'm going to dock you 1,000 points for acting.
I'm a man, goddammit.
No. You can't backtrack on that. I will not let you backtrack on that. Okay, so let's get into questions that aren't as hard or awkward. Okay, for $9,000, what was your favorite Saturday morning kid show growing up?
Oh, that's a tough one. I don't know. Beetlejuice is a good one.
Oh, the animated one, right?
Yeah, I'm going to go with the animated Beetlejuice, yeah.
That's great. That's No, I'm singing Bobby's World.
Bobby's World is also a good one. I can't remember what the intro music was like for the Beetlejuice, but it was, I remember the intro was really good.
I think it was probably the same music for
Oh yeah, just the intro, like dun, 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 dun,
right, the
dun,
Danny Elfman music. Exactly.
You know.
That's amazing. Okay, so next question, super, super serious. Let me start this serious music over again before it gets too messy. Next question, very, very serious. Are you ready?
I'm ready.
What was your favorite breakfast cereal growing up?
Fruit Loops.
Fruity Loops, Toucan Sam. That's all I got to say about that.
Yeah, follow your nose.
Follow your nose. There it is. That's what I was looking for. I was looking for some sort of connection. Let's say you're making burgers, or you're making hot dogs, or something like that. And then you're listening to a guy talk to you like this. And he's like, oh, I'm gonna put ketchup on my hot dog. What kind of condiments do you like?
I'm pretty classic, just ketchup and mustard, man. That's,
do you do,
man, can't go wrong.
Do you do mayo on your burgers?
On my burgers, yeah. Hot dogs, no.
So now that we're at the end of our thing, so I'm just going to hit the music. That was the total end. I have one last question to ask you, all right? No segue Alrighty. From our condiments talk. This question is the most serious, all right? Mr. Darth Buick, tell me the single most influential thing from your past, from your yesteryears, something growing up. Just tell me the one thing that makes Darth Buick Darth Buick, starting now.
I'm so glad you asked.
Oh, really, I'm sorry, really, we're out of time. Oh, there's no more time left. Sorry, man. I kind of have no regrets, but I will say that you did win at least $14,000.
Nice. Well, I'm rich. I don't have to work my day job anymore. For at least, you know.
In Canadian dollars, that's like $12, right?
Yeah, in Canadian dollars, I could retire.
So, you know, people are disappointed because they couldn't hear your story about what inspires you. But if they wanted to find out more about you, where could they do that?
You can go to my SoundCloud page at Darth Buick. Well, SoundCloud. / Darth Buick. I guess SoundCloud is going to be no more pretty soon, so you'll have to find me on my Bandcamp.
I don't want to talk about this. It's too sad. I don't want to talk about that.
Yeah, well, I'm sorry. I'm sorry to bring it up. Everything just got really quiet and sullen all of a sudden. Oh my god. Yeah, my Bandcamp, Darth Buick, or my Facebook page, facebook.com/DarthBuick.
That's amazing. And Darth Buick, thank you for coming on to Lightning Round. Guess what you won? Don't guess, because I'm going to tell you, you have won a home game of Nickelodeon Double Dare, because that's the theme song that's playing right now.
Nice. Woohoo!